listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A nationwide study is underway, hoping to gauge the mental well-being of the nation's agricultural sector. It's being run by the University of South Australia, but farmers from across the country, including regional Victoria, are being invited to participate. Research associate Donna Hughes-Barton says they know awareness about good mental health is growing.
But there's a gap in knowing what farmers will respond to and what they want to see from mental health and wellbeing support services when things get really tough.
A Victorian parliamentary inquiry held hearings in Bendigo yesterday as it examined issues impacting the state's public schools. Among those to make a submission was the assistant principal of Bendigo South East College, Angela Tremaine, who spoke about the COVID pandemic's ongoing impact on students. Safety is set to improve for cyclists and pedestrians in Castlemaine. The state government has granted $30,000 to Mount Alexander Shire to develop a road safety plan for the town. Bendigo West MP Marie Edwards has welcomed the funding, saying it will help make the town a safe place for both locals and visitors. And reports of a vocational teacher shortage in Sunraysia have been downplayed by the head of Sunny TAFE. A story in the Herald Sun last week claimed that the higher education provider, which has campuses in Mildura and Swan Hill, had one of the highest teacher vacancy rates in Victoria. But the TAFE's chief executive, Brett Millington, has told the Sunraysia Daily they currently have just 5 teaching positions to fill and they've been able to effectively cover any shortages. The Bendigo Strikers are back in action tonight for Round 7 of the Victorian Netball League. They'll be looking to bounce back following their one-goal loss to the Casey Demons last week. This round will see Bendigo facing the Western Warriors. The match begins at 8:30 in Melbourne.